fantastic. Thanks for joining us. A team that you know very well in Bradford Park Avenue. Supporters that certainly know you very well and you know them. And it was nice to see you right at the end of the game, giving a round of applause and also then spending some time with them. But back to FC, a very even contest for large parts of that first 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were happy with your approach play, the shape of the team.
Yep.
The referee does ultimately change things. But what are your overall thoughts of this afternoon and what can you take from today's game?
Even 11v11, we felt comfortable on the pitch. Like you say, the shape was looking strong. We were getting down the sides. We were holding it up front. We was doing all right. The movement was good. The work rate was good. The attitude from the lads was good. I don't know if it was a straight red on Jamal. He's made a great run and something's probably going to happen from it. I couldn't quite see if he was the last man, if I'm honest. Like you say, that's changed the game in our favour. But you can't think it's going to do that because we've been in so many situations before where people have lost a man and it doesn't always work in your favour. It makes the other team step it up a little bit more. Obviously, then they've gone down to a nine again. But we know that you can win games with nine men. So the message today was just don't take the foot off the gas. Keep playing football. Keep the ball. Be patient with it. We don't have to go forward every time. If we need to go side to side for a couple of times and they've got to work hard to win it back, then do so. They're going to tire. We're going to get chances. And if we win the game 1-0, then happy days. But obviously we've gone on and scored a few more. Kingy's put on a nice little show for us.
Well, he certainly has. And you were here with us on Tuesday when we had a chat to him about his man of the match performance.
Yep.
And saying goodbye to him and then having him back here for another afternoon. And he continued from Tuesday in the same manner and put in not only with the goals that he scored but the performance and the manner of performance that he put in was exceptional. And I suppose with losing him, unfortunately, going back to Bolton, the other players can take something out of that by watching his work rate,
yeah,
watching what he did on the pitch, and that can only galvanise and maybe help the rest of the team going forward.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, obviously we're in a relegation battle, and sometimes bringing lone players in for a relegation battle might not be the right way, but the lads that we've brought in have bought FC United. They know what it's all about. They know what it means to the fans, to myself and the rest of the lads, to stay in this league. And they fit in superbly. I mean, you see there, Gerrard's come on again. Just his movement there. Obviously, it wasn't dropping for me, and he's popped up behind me, and he's smashed it in. So great to see the lone lads getting the goals.
Well, we'll go on to not dropping for you in a minute. Because
have you got all night?
Luke Higham, again, went through, a patch, as a lot of players do, and he's very new to the team, and again he's a loanee, of looking a little bit rabbit in the headlights in the respect of we weren't playing particularly well, and he was being suckered into that as well with his passing and so on and so forth. But in the last two or three games now, he's showing the real quality, and him moving up and down that left hand side, and also his vision has got to be really, really good, and again that's been helping with the rest of the players.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's another one who's fitting very well. And like you said, the last three or four games, he's looked like he's played in non-league for a long time. He's getting hold of the ball and he's looking for options. If he's got options on, then he don't give the ball away. He's a good addition to have. He's obviously played a lot of games. A lot of the lads have played a lot of games, so there is tired legs out there. But he's been superb again today.
We've got a text coming in. Could you possibly untie your boots next week? Great result. That's from Andy. Right. Not your mother. Sick of that this week. But no, I mean, all you're right in saying, I mean, that the decisions we thought from the referee were horrendous. That doesn't take away from the quality of football that was on show from both teams. I thought,
yeah.
I thought Brooksby was having a good game. The likes of, the quality they got with Nicky Rowe, Ollie Johnson up top and Jamie Spencer. And then obviously they lose Rob Atkinson in the first 20 minutes. So they have to change the shape a little bit and all
yep.
the rest of it. But you've got to go out and do your job. The free kick was sublime. It really was. And we were saying really, and it's unfortunate. The red card took the shine off it a little bit from us.
Yeah, and you feel
that because, and then in a matter of minutes, the referee makes a second decision to make. Again, from where we are, watching Kieran Glynn on the ball, and Glynn turns into the challenge opposed to high feet or anything like that. And we knew straight away the way the referee, it was a red. And we're thinking, that has killed the game. But you've got a job
yeah.
to do. And you've gone
Absolutely,
out of the second
yeah.
half. They've had about 5 minutes in that second half. But then the game plan's there.
Yep.
You're comfortable on the ball. You're working it well. And you get another opportunity and a great free kick again. and Kingy this time eludes everyone playing, put it underneath. And we did say in commentary, though, didn't we, the way to go with this one is let them all jump up and just roll it in. Yeah. They did exactly that.
Yeah.
But overall, you've got the likes of Stevie Irwin, dynamo from top, bottom, top, bottom, working his way. Second half, what can you... I mean, the goals are good. The application's good. What else can you take out of that second half? Because it's a very difficult thing to do, isn't it, when you're playing against nine men and then you become very comfortable. So the tempo of the game is set by you, knowing you've got a game. You'd rather be playing against 11 versus 11 and be 2 or 3 nil up, because you know you're still going to be have not as much room. So where do you and what do you take out of that game in the second half performance?
Just to be fair, just the attitudes of the lads and the work rate and things like that. Obviously, we've tried to stay as wide as possible and as big and make the pitch as big as we can and make it difficult for them. That sometimes, again, don't always work for you. Sometimes you can have a little bit too much time. But yeah, just the attitudes and keeping the momentum going for us today. It was important that we didn't take the foot off the gas in the second half, and we take that into next Saturday now.
7 points in 3 games.
Yep.
Big game against Leamington now
huge.
On Saturday. Had a big long journey, obviously, down to Leamington. So, again, we've got to make sure that the players, and talking of the players, we saw Jamal come off. That looked like a little bit of cramp, perhaps, and a little bit just pulled up. And then a bit more worrying was Linney. Can you tell us a little bit more about that now, or are we having to wait maybe to midweek?
It just felt his hamstring a little bit. And obviously, Linney being a little bit older, you've got to look after yourself. It didn't get any easier. Sometimes you can run them off when you get a little strain, but it didn't. So just precaution, really. I'm sure Lynn is professional enough. If you don't need to train on Tuesday, you won't. Same again.
Hey, great la. I don't have to train on Tuesday. The gaffer says, I'm all right.
Oh, Lynn is throwing a start out there, actually. I don't think anybody apart from Liverpoolians have scored for us since like January. Which is the most worrying start, I think.
Under my regime, things would be different, I can tell you that now. So he'll know himself as a player. He's open and honest, isn't he?
Yeah, true professional, to be honest.
What about young Jamal?
Actually had a chance to speak to Jamal. He's played 90 minutes in... well, not 90 minutes, but he's had 2 starts in the last 2 games. It's a heavy pitch. So, just look after him again. If you don't need to train, he won't train, and we'll get him back in again Thursday, hopefully.